And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program, Community Spotlight. I'm Terry Frank. A new start with a new governor going forward with COVID, a new sewer extension project kicking off and beginning work on a 2022 budget plan. All that this week and more as time allows with Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell. P.J., we had you on as a candidate for re-election last week. This is kind of deja vu all over again, but there's still plenty to talk about.
Always plenty to talk about Chautauqua County.
You're part of the Western New York control room that's monitored the COVID-19 pandemic and determined what actions need to be taken. The person that's heading up that is now Governor Kathy Hochul. There was a special gathering of that group and others for a press event this past week in Buffalo. Tell us about that because you were there.
Yeah, well, it was great to have the governor here in Western New York. It was really unique to get everybody back together again, Mark Policarus from Erie County, Chairwoman Rebecca Wittish from Niagara County, myself, and other leaders that were on the control room throughout. You know, we've all gotten away, but we kind of likened it a little bit to, returning back to school, especially in college. You haven't seen your friends in a while, and, you get back and talk. And County Executive Policarus and I communicate on a regular basis. Chairwoman Wittish, we haven't talked to in a while, but It was good to get everybody there and listen to what the governor had. And I think her message was resounding, is that she is not going to be micromanaging, that she is going to, put the decisions into the hands of the local government and local health directors, local health departments, as we requested all along.
You bring up the fact that she talked about working with everyone and dealing with this new wave of COVID-19 with the Delta variant taking hold, if you will. What stood out to you most about what she said?
Well, I think what she said was her cooperation and working with one another. And as she said, I think she even brought back a quote that I made and a request I made to, give the authority back to the local health departments. Those are key issues that we're looking at right now and looking at localities and not a blanket a blanket approach across New York State. And what was really encouraging is she said that. She goes, these statements, for example, right now there is a state mandate on school masking. That is not to say that's not going to be lifted. It's not going to be the same across New York State. We look right now, our numbers are what they call high from the CDC. Now, last year, when we were in the high level, our numbers started going up. We were encouraging everyone to get tested. That'll bring our numbers down. But again, is that really what we're looking to do to kind of, I don't want to say play with the numbers, but if we encourage everyone to go get tested and they're negative, mm-hmm. obviously that'll bring that positivity rate down. But, that's why, part of what I've been talking to people lately is that number from the CDC is not indicative to what we are seeing here in Chautauqua County. That's one metric. But that 9% of positivity, that's the number of people positive compared to the number of people tested. So, mm-hmm. again, that number is a little deceiving, but, it is a number that's been, uniformly accepted across the country.
Since the Pfizer vaccine, I know, has been given the approval of the FDA, have we seen a little bit of an uptick in the number of vaccinations?
We have. We talked to Christine Schuyler yesterday in our control, or actually our COVID team, as we call it here in the county. We're convening once a week again just to go over the numbers as things start to pick up a little bit. We did see an increase in the vaccinations this week. There was an increase in the Pfizer vaccine and the request for Pfizer. Moderna did not have an overwhelming ask, or nor did Johnson & Johnson. So again, individuals are going out and getting vaccinated. What we're seeing right now, we can't dispute this. The vaccine works. The vaccine and COVID is right now affecting those that are unvaccinated. The vast majority of hospitalizations and high percentages are unvaccinated. And, we really need to make sure that individuals are doing what they can to protect themselves and others. We haven't wavered in our position on vaccines. Vaccines are necessary to bring these numbers down. It's indicative. We've seen this across the state. We've seen this in our own area. Again, I stand by the position that the mandates aren't needed. That's where the divide comes. You know, the more you tell somebody you have to do this, the more it creates that divide. But I urge all residents to sit down with your healthcare providers. They know you best. They know your health. And those are the people we trust. So those are the ones who are going to give you the best advice. I've said it before, and, you know, the term ad nauseum's come to mind lately. Don't go on the internet. Don't go on social media. Go to your healthcare provider. They're the ones who's going to give you the best advice.
Absolutely. I did want to move on to this groundbreaking for a new sewer line along Chautauqua Lake that will further extend that service. Tell us about this project and what you're hoping to do going forward.
Well, this project is about 8 years in the making. Many of us were then legislators when this started, almost like we were you know, young children. But, you know, through perseverance and dedication to the staff, Pierre Chagnon is a member of the South Center Chautauqua Lake Sewer District, along with Karen Ryan and so many others, Rob Yates, supervisor from the town of North Harmony. There's just been a great effort put in and perseverance and consistency to get the funding and to get this started. Sally Carlson, the late supervisor from the town of North Harmony, this was one of her visions as she was in office. So a lot of people coming together, 8 years in the making, groundbreaking is starting. It should take about 2 years to complete. But what we are also working on, and they said, the smoke isn't, the dust hasn't settled yet, and we're already moving on to phase two. Phase two would be from Stowe to Prendergast Creek and then link up the that portion of the south and center Chautauqua Lake Sewer District with North Chautauqua Lake Sewer District. And again, when that occurs, we would have about 80% of our lake covered with a sewer system. Again, something that many thought would never happen or at least take many, many years to happen. And the interesting piece about this is right now we have several funding sources we're going after for that phase two. We also have that money in the ARPA funding. So one way or another, there will be funding for that phase two project moving forward. So the other piece of that is we also have the infrastructure bill. Depending on, what kind of money is coming to Chautauqua County, we're also, looking to use that infrastructure bill to, again, assist in that phase two project along with, other infrastructure projects throughout Chautauqua County.
I want to remind our listeners that you're in tune with Community Spotlight this week on the six Media One Radio Group stations. I'm News Director Terry Frank, and Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell is my guest this week. We're now into September, PJ, and that obviously means budget time. I believe that it's due on September 25th or right about there. Where are you now in respect to having a proposal to look at, and what are we looking at bottom line?
Well, today, as we're speaking now, I'll go back to the office. I have a meeting this morning with our budget team, our finance director and budget director. We met yesterday. They gave me a couple of options to look at. We sat down and solidified an option that I think many taxpayers are going to be very satisfied with. We have held the line in our spending throughout Chautauqua County. It's difficult because there have been incremental increases. Our fuel costs have gone up. Our materials costs have gone up as well. So we are focusing on this, and we're also focusing on getting some of our employment levels, labor levels, back to where they were pre-COVID, which is really significant because, if you remember last year, we made some really difficult decisions, and that helped our budget come down by $4 million. In turn, we put $5.3 million into our fund balance at the end of last year. Right now, we're trending to do the same. Our numbers are much better than anticipated, much better than we predicted. So we don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we sales tax is up again. And with that, also our property taxes, because what happens is houses that are being sold now are selling for higher than the assessed value. Yeah. So in some instances, that new assessment comes out of the tax rolls, and we are seeing larger numbers. So, again, things are looking very good for us right now. I think people are going to be very surprised when they see the budget presentation and hear it for the first time. But, in that presentation, this is the confidence of our budget director, Kathleen Dennison, our finance director, Kitty Crow, and their expertise in this. So I'm excited. Our department heads really came through for us this year. And, again, I will have a definite kind of just putting the final numbers together this afternoon, and we should have that. But I'm very excited about what we're going to put forth as a new budget.
Very good. You talked about labor there for a moment. How are you contract-wise with labor right now?
Right now, we just wrapped up early, actually, with the our Sheriff's Deputies Association, that bargaining unit. There's a few more smaller bargaining units that we have to wrap up in the upcoming months. And you know, our new HR director, she's been there a year. Jean Riley has been working along with our finance team and others to negotiate those contracts. But what's been very helpful is our labor force has been very, very good to work with. And you know, the union negotiations this time with the group they call DSAC, they were really great to work with, and we had a very amicable you know, contract going forward that benefits both you know, labor and management. So we're excited for that. It also shows the support for our law enforcement. You know, they are on the front lines right now, and this year more than ever has been challenging for them. But you know, our bargaining unit 6300, that contract will end at the end of, I believe, 2022. So already we'll be, you know, sitting down once the new year arises and things start to get moving. We'll start to sit down with that group again and start to negotiate.
We hadn't talked very much about the lake, but I did want to bring it up because for just a moment anyways, I wanted to get kind of an idea as to how the lake is doing. I know there's been a lot of work by the CLA in terms of cleanup. There was a lot of debris from that July storm period. How are things looking as far as that, weeds and alga blooms?
Well, you know, the alga blooms, we haven't heard of many. I know when listening, I was at the CLA annual meeting this week. They're only, I think they said one or two, but they did not affect, you know, any sort of lake usage. We are testing the water regularly. Our most problematic area has been in the Berners Bay. CLA, along with the town of Chautauqua, Don M. Hart and his crew, has what we call Mobitracks. They're amphibious shoreline cleanup machines. So they, along with two new skimmers we bought, have been working in concert along with the CLA, which is challenging because as kids go back to school, the workforce diminishes there as well. But,
right.
You know, just got a congratulatory email from some residents there, very happy with what's happened. You know, we don't want to get into that situation where we had the fish kill a couple years ago.
Right.
So we are working again with them. But there are things we're doing in the future that should bring, you know, more help to that. And again, we have projects in the ARPA funding that are infrastructure projects. Should they be allowed, should we understand how much money we'll get from the infrastructure bill, then we can shift those projects to an infrastructure bill, which frees up more money for ARPA, which then, you know, could go to things like more equipment for the lake and a myriad of other things in Chautauqua County. But those are some areas we're looking at as well, getting that equipment out there along with the workforce that would be able to support it.
We've got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to talk about the fact this is Labor Day weekend as we're wrapping up, and it's been a relatively safe summer on the lake. We've had a few fatalities and such, but you've been in the EMS service, fire service, for three decades. What do you want to tell the residents as we wrap up the summer here?
You know, you got to be safe. There's really no two ways about it. You know, we've talked about it. We're listening to it from a COVID standpoint is, you know, not to be gathering indoors if you're going to be outside, you know, preferring to be outside, you know, with family. The other piece is, you know, I was out on the lake with some friends 2 weeks ago, and I was just surprised after having been off for a year or two, the number of boats that are out at Chautauqua Lake. And we really, everybody from top to bottom, you need to pay attention. Jet skis are moving around. If it's a windy weekend, it's going to be sailboats as well, and also the large watercraft. So, you know, I urge everyone to please, you know, be careful. Yes, it's a last weekend, but please don't end it, you know, with a tragic event. We've been very fortunate thus far, you know, and we've really kind of mitigated any long, you know, big problems on our lakes. But, again, we just want to make sure that everyone is very safe as the holiday weekend approaches.
PJ, if people want to or need to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
The best way, you know, for the business during business hours is calling the office at 753-4211. That's the county executive's office. If you're looking to talk to me about the upcoming campaign and reelection, go to pjwendell.com. That's another way for people to get in touch with me.
All right. Chautauqua County Executive PJ Wendell, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, Terry.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time. Have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.